Welcome to another episode of Bubblegum Bops. I'm Josh.
And I'm Ellie.
And this week we are reviewing Pink's Funhouse Deluxe Edition. Yeah, so without further ado, let's just get right into it. The first song is So What? So What is a Bop?
The song is so iconic.
It's just really fun. The music
I just
video is
remember,
iconic.
yes. I remember this song when it was on the radio. I remember thinking I was such a badass for listening to this song. And that still stands. So
yeah, it's just it's a good song.
Yeah, it's a good song. It's a good time. It's wild.
Hold on, I'm trying to pull up lyrics to the song so I can remember what I was talking about in one spot.
Okay. Nerd trying to look at the lyrics. This isn't a song that you have to look up lyrics for. You just have to feel it.
But I said I liked the bridge, and I don't remember the bridge now.
Oh, okay.
So I want to see what the bridge was.
Okay.
Because I'm always a sucker for a nice bridge.
Oh, yeah, a good bridge. You gotta
Oh,
cross
it's
that
the
bridge.
like you weren't there, you never were, you want it all, but that's not fair.
Yes. That's a really good. I mean, the whole song is really good, but that's a good part of the song because it's just, I don't know.
It's like a slightly more emotional part of the song. I think that's why I
Yeah.
liked it.
It does bring
Okay.
a little bit of depth.
Anyways. Yeah, I think the production on So What is really fun. The lyrics are not the best on this album, but they're not bad.
Yeah, they're all right. I
It's
mean,
not really a deep kind of song.
no, it's really not. Sort of like we just talked about, the bridge for this song is probably the most like meaningful, I guess.
Yeah,
Part
but it's
the
a good
rest of
song.
it's angry, which I mean is such a mood.
Yeah, exactly. The next song is Sober. This song is really sad.
Complete slap in the face after.
It really, really is.
It really comes for you
It's
after.
like we're gonna yell about our ex, and then we're gonna talk about how we can't have fun unless we're not sober.
Exactly.
It's like, well, fuck. Guess
Yeah,
I'll die.
this song, again, I remember this one when it was new as well. And
Yeah, I
like,
remember this
it's
one.
just so. Yeah, it's just such a like downer, but like it's still really good. Like I'll still listen to it.
It's really good. I really like the lyrics
Over
on this
and
one.
over. The lyrics in this one are great.
And the production overall in this one isn't my favorite, but there's some parts that are really cool. Like there's a part in verse 2 where it says the quiet scares me because it screams the truth, and then there's like screaming in the background.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
It's
But
really
that's
cool.
cool. But yeah, this song is, again, it's just such a different tone, but it's such a good song, especially lyrically. I
Yeah,
don't think
and
about the production as much when it comes to Sober.
No, right. I'm not like I that's not to the detriment of the song at all. That's just an observation.
Yeah, and it's a fair observation.
The next song is I Don't Believe You, which I had never heard before, but it has a music video, so I wonder if it was a single.
It might have been.
It,
I don't
according to
know.
Genius, it was the sixth single from this album.
Sixth single from this album. All right. Well, this song, again, really is very sad. That's going to be a theme throughout this album.
There was this part towards the beginning, like right before the chorus, where her voice just like breaks, and it's so good. Like you could
Yeah.
just feel the emotion there.
Yeah. It's also a very pretty song.
It's really pretty. Her vocals are really strong in this one.
And the video is nice. I mean, it's like just nice, sad
Yeah, I
video to be
really
sad
liked
for.
the video.
Yeah, it was a good video.
Complimented the song really well.
Yeah, it really fitted. It was fitting.
It's just this was a really good song.
Yeah, this one I don't remember, but I mean, probably because it wasn't as wild as like the other singles, so I didn't care because we owned this CD when I mean, we still own it. It's somewhere.
Yeah. No, I
So.
didn't know this one was a single, but it was.
But I guess I didn't notice it compared to the other songs. But I used to think that if a song was slow, it was boring, and so I just didn't like it.
Oh.
So
According to
that's.
Genius, she cried listening to this song in the recording booth.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't blame her. Like,
Yeah,
same.
and yeah. That's me listening to music all the time. It doesn't even have to be sad.
Okay, the next song is One Foot Wrong. I thought this one sounded interesting, but overall, it wasn't my favorite.
My notes say sad, which is not descriptive at all. But
No.
it wasn't. Maybe it's just because I didn't like it as much as I Don't Believe You, which was right before it. And then another iconic song is right after this one. So I think this one kind of got left in the dust for me.
I agree. It just, I don't know. It didn't really stand out to me very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next song is Please Don't Leave Me, which I do remember.
I do remember this one.
I really like this song a lot. It has really good lyrics. I like the production. But we need to talk about the
The
music video.
we have the same brain. But yeah, this music video is really messed
It was fucked up.
It
Like,
was so fucked up. I don't know if you guys have seen the music video. If you have, it's on YouTube for free, where God and everybody can see it.
it just portrays, and it's like clearly trying to be like jokey and funny, which makes it worse, I think.
Well, because
Because it's this like really abusive, like physically abusive relationship.
yeah, where she's hurting him, and then he can't leave. You know, like that's how it
Yeah.
plays into the song, which I get that the music video is maybe supposed to be a joke, but this song is not a funny song. at
No,
all.
exactly. That
So like
it
it
just
really didn't read with the video
the
as
video was just kind of tone deaf.
right. Because like that's not how I feel when I listen to this song at all.
Yeah, and I really like wish I didn't feel like this about the music video because I really like the song.
Right, because I've always really liked this song.
It's really
But
is
no,
a gorgeous song.
it's not jokey like Blank Space or like Steven from Kesha. Like
Kesha.
the songs are like intentionally like the crazy
Creepy.
girlfriend,
Exactly.
like.
And this isn't like that. At least it doesn't
This
seem
song
like it.
is not like that, but that's what the video was going for, and I just cannot.
Like, I'd be more willing to forgive the music video if it was a song like Blank Space, which is obviously a joke.
Right.
But the like seriousness of the song mixed with the music video makes it like really uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah, it makes it really
It's also
uncomfortable.
it also just goes like a lot farther than like the Blank Space video.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. It goes like really, really far. Basically like parodying the Shining and
No,
like
exactly.
throwing him like down the stairs, like all kinds of like like really horrible things to this man. And
Yeah, exactly.
it wasn't. I laugh about everything, even if it's not funny.
But no, laughing isn't my only way of responding to anything. But I do really like this song.
But yeah, the song itself is really good.
The next song is Bad Influence. The production really grabbed me right away on this one just because it was really different from everything else.
Yeah, this one sounds really different from like the other songs so far. And this one was a weird one where like at first, I was like, oh, I don't remember this one. But then the chorus hit, and I was
Yeah.
like, oh, yes, I do remember this song.
And so,
Because the
I don't
chorus
know,
is
it
so
was really,
catchy.
it's a fun song.
It's a fun song.
Clearly it's not the most memorable because I had to look at the lyrics to remember which one it was.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like I was like, what is this? And then I saw the chorus and I was like, oh, it's that one. So the chorus is at least really memorable. The rest of the
Yeah.
song, maybe not so much.
Because, yeah, the chorus is what I remember from the song. The rest, I'm like looking at the lyrics and I'm like, oh, does she say that? Okay.
Oh, this was a single as well.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
I guess.
Okay. I don't know. I think the chorus and the production are the best parts of Bad
Me too.
Influence.
That's what
I
I really picked up on with this song.
don't have much else to say about it, really.
That's my thought about that.
The next song is Funhouse, which is one of the ones that I did remember. And it's
Remember this
the
one.
title track.
Yes. The chorus, I get it stuck in my head. Like, even before we listen to this album again, this chorus will be just in my
In
head
your head.
for, yeah, for absolutely no reason. And I'll be like, oh, it's Pink's Funhouse.
Because it's really catchy.
It's so catchy.
And I really like the 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 fun. Iconic.
Right. I think that maybe I remember it because I've always had a thing about clowns.
Yeah, clowns freak me out.
Because, yeah, clowns freak me out. So I think that that's why part of the reason, besides it being really catchy, that I just like cannot stop thinking about it.
I had never seen the video for this, and I did like it. I really like the production. I really like the lyrics. There's not really a thing I don't like about Funhouse.
No, I really like this song, and I think it's a good title track.
Yeah, I think it's like worthy of being the title track.
Yeah, I think so too. And the aesthetic that she kind of pulled from it for like the album cover and
Yeah.
stuff is nice. So yeah, I think it's a good song. I think it's worthy of being the title track. Clowns are scary.
Yeah.
That's my thought on that.
The next song is Crystal Ball. I really liked this one. It was like a really acoustic song, which I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
Like it's a really stripped down, just like vocal song.
Yeah, this one was really good because I liked kind of the like message about not wanting to change like your past, even if it does hurt. So I don't know. I thought that was nice because all the other songs, at least so far, and like I don't think like the really rest on the album have really have a message like that. So that it was just like a nice change of pace where like a lot of songs have been like
Yeah.
either really sad or like they kind of slap. So this one was like still stripped down, but it was a little bit more hopeful.
Yeah, it wasn't like a sad song. It was just a nice song. I really liked it.
Yeah, I was way into that one.
The next song is Mean. And it's
Unfortunately,
like
it's not Taylor Swift.
sort of similar in a weird way because it was like kind of yeehaw,
Little bit yeehaw.
which was just, I was not expecting it.
Yeah, it has a different tone than like the rest of the album. In terms of, yeah, it being a little bit more country.
It has good lyrics, but overall it wasn't my favorite. I don't know. I think just because Taylor Swift's Mean is like a big, like, guilty pleasure song of mine. Like, I love that song, and this wasn't
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, this definitely wasn't that.
Very.
I don't know. The song just, I thought it was all right. I just wasn't, mean, I don't even really know if I can like find something that I like particularly didn't like. I just can't say that it was my favorite.
No, that's kind of how I feel about it too. It's a good song. It's just not my favorite.
Yeah.
Okay, the next song is It's All Your Fault. This is like a weird one. It's a weird one because in my notes, I really liked it, and now I don't remember it.
Okay, that's weird because my note only says I like it. And now I'm looking at the lyrics and I'm like, I don't remember this song.
Like I can kind of recognize the lyrics, but I can't hear it in my head.
No, this is just reading words for me.
Yeah, so apparently this song's forgettable.
Apparently. I don't
I
remember
really
ever. I do like the lyrics. I mean,
Yeah, no, I like really
I
liked the
mean,
lyrics and the production when I took notes, but apparently not that much because I don't remember it.
exactly. Like, it must have been good, but not good enough to actually care about because
Yeah,
both
just like get
of
the
us were like, oh, okay. It's just sort of one of those songs that you probably would just let play if you weren't thinking about it, because you'd be like, oh, I forgot this was here.
Yeah, exactly. The next song is Ave Mary A. So this one, I didn't like the production very much. Not that I guess not I didn't like it, it just didn't stand out at all.
I don't even have notes for this one.
The lyrics are pretty good, and I did really like the chorus of this one.
That the lyrics are really good. But
But you didn't take any notes
apparently
for it.
I didn't care that much because I took absolutely no notes.
Then the next song is Glitter in the Air.
Was so good.
I love this song so much. This is one of the ones I remembered.
Don't be fooled by the title. It is not happy.
It's not exactly like sad either.
Yeah.
It's just slow. I don't know how to describe the mood of it. Feels
I
like
don't, yeah.
bittersweet.
Better, yeah, that's probably the best way to put it. 'Cause it's
But
not like
oh.
explicitly sad, but it's definitely not happy-go-lucky song either.
No, but I love this song so much.
It's such a good song.
I
Lyrics,
remember,
production,
I actually,
everything. It's perfect.
to this day, I remember seeing her perform it at, I want to say the VMAs.
Oh,
Like
amazing.
up on the, like, at her live shows, she does like these aerial things with those, like, big, I don't know what they're called, like ribbons.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called either, but yes, I
But
know
she
what
like
you mean.
presented her live shows, and she did that with this song at the VMAs, and it's just I like remember it to this day because it was so beautiful.
That's amazing.
This song I just love. There's not a thing I don't like about this song. I love
No,
every
this
single
song
part.
is perfect. It's a chef's kiss. It's
It's
everything.
just it's so good. Then the next song is Why Did I Ever Like You? The first few lines are savage, like the first verse. Because she says, there was a 5.8 earthquake today, and it got me thinking, I would still have all my hate for you intact, even if I lost everything.
Yeah, that
Like, oh.
was yeah, honestly. Yeah, I love songs like this that are like just so savage.
Yeah, me too.
Because it's just her not caring. And I think that that's a question. I think the question, why did I ever like you, is a question a lot of people ask themselves later. So, I mean, I really liked this song. It was savage, and it was also like, yeah, sometimes you just have those moments where you're like, why did I ever like give a fuck about that person?
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
And it had
why
really
did I
fun
waste my
production.
time? Yeah, it did.
And then the last song is Could Have Had Everything. The production on this was kind of similar to One Foot Wrong to me.
Yeah, it kind of was.
Overall, I just thought this song was okay.
Yeah, I
I didn't
mean,
think it
I
was a
didn't.
very strong closer.
Yeah, it wasn't a very strong closer. It was fine. It just wasn't anything special.
I really sat here for like a minute after we listened to the album, and I was like, why is Glitter in the Air not the closer of this album?
That would have been such a good closer.
Like, imagine starting with So What and ending with Glitter in the Air. That's a journey I would like to go on.
Exactly. That would be a good journey to go
Instead, we
on.
just end with this, and it's just an okay journey. I mean, it's still a good journey, but it's not a, it
It's
doesn't
not as
go
good
out
as it could have
of
been.
perfection.
Yeah. It's just an all right end to the journey instead of a great one.
Yeah. I don't have really anything else to say about that, about Could Have Had Everything. It was just an okay song.
Yeah, no. It was just all right. Like, it was kind of catchy. I didn't care for the production as much on it.
No.
I thought that this song was just like, all right, okay. I mean, I didn't think it was as forgettable as some of the others,
Right, I
but
remember.
I remember it. I just didn't care that much. So yeah, I don't really have notes on it other than you're right. Glitter in the Air should have been last.
It should have been
It
last.
could have been great. We could have had
Oh,
everything. It's fine. I guess you can't be picky with something that happened back in 2008. But Pink, if you're listening.
Change it.
We demand it.
Pink, if you're listening, I know you're the expert, but listen to us on this one thing.
Listen, I know we know nothing about music,
But then again,
but
this was the deluxe edition of the album, so maybe the original album did end with Glitter in the Air.
maybe.
Who knows? Not me.
Certainly not me. And I don't
Okay.
care enough to look it up either.
So overall, I really liked this album.
This is a good album.
I think I was honestly like surprised by how much I liked it. I don't know why I was surprised. Like, I've always liked Pink, but I
Yeah,
guess I've
Pink.
just never gone out of my way to listen to Pink.
That's fair.
So there were like definitely like some hidden gems.
Yeah. Yeah, I think overall I'm gonna say that I really enjoyed this album. Like even though there were songs that I didn't care that much about and songs that were forgettable, I think the songs that I do like outshine those enough to make me say like, yeah, I would listen to most of this album again.
Yeah, I would.
Because
That's how I feel. I
it's
would listen to
overall really
most of
good.
this album again.
Yeah.
I'd be interested, like in the future, to listen to other Pink albums, maybe,
Yeah, me too.
would
I
be
don't think
like.
I've listened to any other Pink album before.
I don't think I
Because
have either.
we owned this one, so I know that I've listened to this one, but I don't know if I've listened to any of her others. I'm trying to think
No, I've
if I.
definitely heard songs from at least most of her other albums, but I haven't listened to any of her albums in full except for now this one.
She has 8 studio albums.
Yeah, she has a lot of albums.
Wow. She has been making music for a while though.
Yeah.
So that's fair. Oh wait, we also have The Truth About Love, which is the album that actually came out after this one in 2012.
Oh,
So
she
I
had a
think I've
4-year
probably
break.
at least listened to some of that one.
Yeah, but I did like this album. I know we've said that like 10 times now.
That's okay. We're just annoying. So we
Exactly.
repeat ourselves. That's just how it, that's just how we are.
I don't know. I don't have much other thoughts on it. It was nice.
No, it was a good album. I think we should listen to more Pink.
Stream Glitter in the Air.
Yeah. Listen to Glitter in the Air. If you haven't heard songs like
Nick.
So What or Sober, I don't know what rock you've been living under,
But
but
listen to those
it's
two.
wrong one.
But
Yeah.
make Glitter in the Air number one in 2020.
That's going to be the year for it to really shine.
Our impact, all like five of our listeners.
Exactly. Screened by all five of the people that care about what we have to say.
Yeah, I don't really have anything else. This was kind of a short episode. We went through that pretty fast, but that's
Wasn't
because
a very, even though it had like, what was it, 14 or so songs, it didn't feel like a very long album.
no, and also there's like definitely some songs that were filler,
Yeah.
so I feel like that makes it like go faster too.
Right.
Like there's a definite amount of songs towards the middle-ish that I would skip.
Yeah. Well, should we just do our top and bottom?
Yeah, so I have five favorites from this album.
Ooh, okay.
So I know that breaks my own rule of three, but I break my own rule of three like constantly, so it doesn't
Do we
matter.
really have rules on this podcast?
No, we don't. We like had originally said we would do three, but that rarely happens. So
Exactly.
my favorites were So What, I Don't Believe You, Funhouse, Crystal Ball, and Glitter in the Air.
Okay, so I'd say my favorites are So What, Sober, Funhouse. I'd say Crystal Ball and Glitter in the Air.
Nice. Least favorites, I would say, probably Mean. I guess probably It's All Your Fault since I didn't remember it. And probably Could Have Had Everything.
Yeah, I would probably say it's all your fault since I said I liked it, but apparently don't remember it at all. And maybe could have had everything because it was just an all right ending.
Yeah. I
And I
think I would be.
didn't
I
care
think.
about One Foot Wrong. Didn't
Yeah.
think it was a bad song, but I just did not care.
I think I would be less hard. Like, I think I'd like Could Have Had Everything more if it wasn't the closer.
Because there's a lot riding on being a closer.
Exactly. But because it's the closer, it's one of my least favorites.
Yeah, which I think is fair. Because it should carry the weight of the album.
So then housekeeping things. We'll start with our talking about our Patreon first because we have a new tier. So if you become So we have our original tier, $2 a month. You'll get every episode a day early. We now have tier two patrons. If you're a tier two patron, it costs $4 a month. And for tier two patrons, we will be doing an artist deep dive every month, where we review an artist's entire career and discography, and really like break it down and go really like more in depth than we do for our regular episodes. And you guys, as tier two patrons, you guys actually get to vote for what artist we do every month. This month, our artist deep dive is going to be Marina, formerly known as Marina and the Diamonds, which we're pretty excited for. So, like I said, if you subscribe as a tier two patron, that's $4 a month. You'll get those artist deep dives, as well as the regular day early posts.
Yeah.
And then follow us on Twitter at Bubblegum Bops. Please interact with us there or on our Tumblr, which is also Bubblegum Bops. We would really appreciate it if you interacted with us and just gave us feedback, suggestions, just talk to us, like whatever. We just would really,
Yeah.
really, really appreciate it.
And we know that people are listening, even though it's only a few, which we're grateful for. And we would love it if even if you talk to us.
You can give us feedback or suggestions. Even if you don't have feedback or suggestions, just talk to us. We're very friendly. We love to talk.
We're annoying. We have a podcast.
Exactly.
We love interacting with other people.
So just again, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Tumblr, and interact with us. If you really like us, we would really, really appreciate it if you became a patron, and you'll get all that extra stuff. That's really all I have. Thank you for
Thank
listening.
you.
This has been Bubblegum Bops.